So y'all want to see what goes on behind the curtain. Had this show been televised right there, you would have seen me slam some Joe. That's what you get to see behind the curtain. And you get to see Alvin on camera. So multiple cameras in my studio. Welcome back. Broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. I am Jim Rome, O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Multiple cameras in my studio, and they're controlled, and they run around a track, so you get multiple cameras giving you multiple views, multiple angles, and then a camera, if I'm not mistaken, right, fellas? One camera back in the control room, pointed right at Alvy, but also moves around to get a good shot of Hawk, and then back in the second row, too. So you can see how this whole operation works come January 2nd on CBS Sports Network. We are open phones in this hour. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Use it. It's toll free. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. That's still the best, fastest, and easiest way to do it. Best tweets get read on the air. If it's an exceptional tweet, I will retweet it, and then it goes back out to 1.4 million plus clones. That's why you should use Twitter, or you can email me. We talked about last night's game. If you're joining us late, the only thing to me predictable about this year in the NFL is the unpredictability. Anything can happen. That's why Miami can rise up and smack the Pats less than 3 weeks after the Pats did the same thing to them. I mean, nobody saw that coming, right? And yet New England gets hammered last night. That game was not as close as the final score indicated. We talked about Tom Brady. Some people rushing in to say, see, the guy's old. He's a shot fighter. He showed up one night and he can't do it anymore. Yeah, the guy had a bad game. He had a bad game. They had a bad game. Trust me, he's fine. That does not dismiss the 3 months prior. The guy just had a bad night. Now, on the other hand, Jay Cutler had a great night. And every great hero knows when it's time to ride off into the sunset. Not every great player, but every great hero. And this is why I'm going closed circuit to a man whose head is probably still resting on his pillow, a half-smacked Marlboro burning in the ashtray, and a bottle of whiskey down to its last drop, and a giant chinchilla fur coat lying at the foot of the bed. Because Jay Cutler last night was a walk-off, if I ever saw one. It's just not going to get any better than that for Cuddy. And while I know the Dolphins are still technically alive in the AFC, is it really worth tarnishing what's left of your legacy to try to one-up that performance? Especially a guy who's played a grand total of 2 playoff games in his 12-year career. Because old Cuddy had one shell left in that bazooka. And man, it was beautiful, wasn't it? That was a sight to see. If we know anything about anything, it's that once you drop a bomb like that on a team like that, the last thing you can do is look back. So as far as I'm concerned, that was Jay Cutler's last game. That's how I'm going to remember Cuddy. By speed bagging the hood and the dude with the food in his beard that lives in the cardboard box's defense. By outplaying TB12, by bringing out that golden arm one last time and pumping out a slash line of 25 for 38, 263, 3 touchdowns, and it should have been 4. Should have been 4, but he did drop dimes like this in the corner of the end zone.
He gets the snap, he drops back 3, he catches right on, there's a long line drive in the end zone, leaping, falling down, corner catch, touchdown! Jakeem Grant heavily covered in the corner of the end zone. He beat Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, he did. It was beautiful. And it's a game like that. And that's the reason why Cuddy's got career earnings just shy of 120 mil. A game like that is why somebody might even throw 10 more mil at him next season. Even if he spends his entire offseason like he did last offseason, football in the closet, chunking up, and then going suns out, buns out on some beach in Mexico. So while I know this was only week 14, and that the Dolphins still have to play Buffalo twice and go to Arrowhead, why mess with perfection? Don't spoil this thing. Call it a walk-off. Quit. Quit while you're ahead. Or just quit. Because Monday night, a bottle of Jack in one hand and a football in the other, old Cuddy painted his last masterpiece It would be the most Cuddy thing ever to walk off on that. Do it, Jay. Do it. It's never going to get that good ever again. You don't need to finish what you started. Just quit. Walk off right now. Be the best thing ever. You know, like John Kruk walking off while hitting 300. I'm done. I'm out. Because it's not going to get any better. I'm going to fall below the 300 mark. Why would I do that? I quit right now. Cuddy should quit right now. Anybody watch that game who wants to talk about it? 1-800-636-8686. It's been a really interesting day on the phones, hasn't it? How do we keep that thing going? Let me just check out my options before I go on to the next thing. Hey, what the hell? We've had some racked. We've had some run. What could happen? I'm feeling pretty good about things. The cameras are on. The lights are on. We're coming to TV soon. When we do come to TV, there's a chance this guy never gets on. Parody Larry, this might be your Cuddy walk-off, depending on how you do right now. Let's see what kind of parody he's got and whether or not he makes it to his parody. Parody Larry always makes that tragic mistake of coming in and trying to do a take before going to his parody. You're not take Larry or bad take Larry. You're parody Larry. We've talked about this a million times, Lawrence. Go right to the parody. Let's find out. Larry, you're on the air, Larry. What's up?
Hey, Romy, living large in the new crib. So you got your Portland affiliate back, but they don't know much about Hawk and his feline friends. So to the tune of Straight Cat Strut, this one's for you, Adam. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Straight cats follow Adam Hawk around. Brings him into the O'Reilly, feeds a microwave fish. Sparrow likes a good scotch, but drinks it out of a dish. Oh, he loves a catnip rat and a big bowl of string. Tweeting kitty videos is his favorite thing. That litter box makes the place smell like a barn. Albie, please come.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
They had a question,
not a
Adam.
Very good call.
We have to do a podcast later on today. Now might be a pretty good time to test this microphone. Is it hooked up yet, or are you clear? Let's find out whether the mic works, since we have to do a podcast interview later on today anyway. Just checking it off. Don't hit that camera, bro. All right, so you got a camera right there. Get yourself a chair. Notice how long it took you to get in here this time. A
lot of real estate.
How was that long walk from the new control room into this studio?
Felt good. I'm trying to lean out, so that's a nice calorie burner there.
Dude, you're way too fat for that. Walking from that room to this room is not going to lean you out. All right, so when you look at the call screen and you see Parody Larry,
You're
already taking some heat. People are pounding on you pretty good today. Do you feel like, you know what, this guy's going to pick me up? This is going to make it much better, or do you really know inevitably it's going to make it much worse for you?
Much worse, and Larry's been trying with that parody since the old studio, and he calls in every day with it, and I said, we haven't taken it the last 12 weeks. Why would we take it now? And he goes, I really want to defend you against Dan in Denver. And I was like, I really don't want you to defend me, not with that parody. But unfortunately, that was the call we went to, and it went just as bad as I thought it would, and it was a career low
A career low for you?
I mean, parody Larry.
No, it wasn't, Hawk. I've seen many things that have happened around here that are much worse than that for you.
Yeah, but Larry singing about my affinity for cats, like, that was bad. I mean, it was kind of funny, but it was bad.
It wasn't funny at all, actually. There was nothing funny about that. That's the problem. All right, so let me ask you this. Since you came on the podcast and we had that sit down, has that made things better or worse for you?
Better. Actually, the clones have been, like, super nice to me, which is cool. They don't have to be. It was more fun when they were mean, but now they're like, hey, man, we love you. Keep your chin up. Nice job on the podcast. And I was like, all right, thanks, man.
You know what? Because they respected it. Because you stood in, you took some shots, you fired back, you held your own. You just have to earn their respect.
Correct. Today's podcast is going to be much more interesting and better, though.
You're not going to give the reveal up, are you?
No,
You've been telling people all day long, don't give it up, don't give it up, don't give it up. If I sit you down here right now, you're not going to give it up, are you?
No, but I've never seen so much anticipation, people tweeting about it. They're really excited.
Tell me. What's the response been like?
Well, the guy we're talking to, Chris Gofford, his podcast is the number two most downloaded podcast of 2017. It's like this year's version of Serial, that Sarah Koenig podcast that came out a few years ago. So people have heard this and they're really excited. And it reminds me of when you talk to Brian Fogel, where he's got this awesome project. You bring him in. People who haven't heard it are excited about it. People that have know it's going to supplement what they've already heard. So it's going to be awesome.
And it's something different than what we normally do, which is the whole point of our podcast. We give you something different, something premium, and something free. Now, you and I really haven't chopped it up about this whole environment.
This is weird.
What's it been like for you since we moved into the new facility?
It's cool. Like, we got a lot to get used to. Alvin's definitely got the most to get used to. But now I think that goes to you, because I'm sitting in here now and there's so much stuff to look at. And it's very distracting. I don't know how you do it, because there's like monitors.
I'm a pro.
Cameras.
That's how I do it.
That's true. And I'm not. But there are cameras and monitors everywhere. It's really distracting. A lot of lights, a lot of cool, flashy stuff. It's definitely different than where we were.
Okay. Now, the fact of the matter is we're all dealing with different things. Like, Alvin technically has more things to deal with right now than any of us do. I'm probably dealing with a distraction or two more than the rest of you because of what I'm dealing with. But you yourself, to your credit, are dealing with more of something than any of us are dealing with. Understand, we moved into a different type of facility. We were used to being in a turnkey facility. We moved into a standalone so we could build this TV studio, and now you become like the new flip or flop guy. You could be on HGTV because you're running so many vendors through here and making so many decisions. Did you know that's what you signed up for when you became the EP of this show?
No, but it's been fun. We've been like, it's been like a Tarek and Christina operation around here, and the crew has been awesome, too, helping me out with all that stuff. But, yeah, we're talking to a lot of people. You know, it was like a turnkey where we were. Now we're like...
Dude, those are your heroes. Your heroes are not in sports. Your heroes are on HGTV, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and I don't want to admit it to you that I'm a Chip and JoJo guy, but there it is.
I'm not feeling it. I think they're all bags on that network.
That's true.
And notice I've always been that one person that does not talk about other people in the media, because my feeling is, and I saw this on the way up. Hey, look, my feeling was when people were killing me over and over and over again, my response always was, yeah, that's great. That's fine. I talk sports and interview athletes and you talk about me. So I've always made it a point not to get after other people in the media, because there's so many things that I'm supposed to be talking about, and that's lazy. That said, there are a lot of bags on that network.
So Parody Larry's Call is now officially a success because it spawned this, which allowed me to tee you up to call Chip and JoJo bags.
I didn't say Chip and JoJo were bags. I said there were a lot of bags on that network.
Fair enough. And that network, if you're a married man or you're
And don't get me wrong, you look bad still from that call from Parody Larry. That was, even for him, that was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Going on about litter boxes and cats.
Yeah, that was really,
Joan Fault,
really, really
Hawk.
Bad.
What are you doing tweeting pictures of your cat?
Yeah.
Joan Fault.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I should stop doing that, but I can't help myself.
Probably, and if you should, why don't you?
I don't know, because I don't have those scathing hot sports takes, but I do have a camera phone.
Yeah, but better to have no take than a bad cat take, right?
But, yes, that's true. But content is king, and you got to deliver.
Not that content. That content's not king at all. What? How? Cats are not content for a sports executive producer, right?
This one.
No, boss. Content's king. Content's king.
Yeah. Well, I got nothing else, so that's what I go with.
All right. Well, good. Good seeing you, Hawk.
Thanks
you very much.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you very little. See you later. Don't walk into that camera. Don't let that door hit you. EP's doing a good job now. And truth be told, he is running through all the vendors. We do have a legitimate flip or flop here. Now, my man Walter is still doing what he does. This place does not function without Walter. And when Walter goes back to New York, I'm really concerned about that. But I still got Hawk. Hawk is talking to the carpet guys, the blind guys, the paint guys, the audio guys, the TV guys, the cable guys. I mean, this guy's got a full-time gig running everybody through here. And he has to find time to tweet pictures of his cat. Cats, plural. Thanks, Alvy. He mentioned that podcast, Dirty John. It's a phenomenon. He said it was number two. In other words, that guy's podcast, Christopher Gofford, his podcast is significantly larger than ours, significantly more successful than ours, and frankly, significantly more interesting than ours. And I've got a pretty damn good podcast. This guy is amazing, and the story is amazing. So if I'm you and you listen to our podcast, or even if you don't, this one is so different. Either you get up to speed between now and then, or you do nothing at all, because we'll tell the story in the podcast, and I don't want to reveal what happened other than to say there was a dead body literally in our backyard, very close to where we live and work. And he'll tell that story. It's gripping. It's amazing. So that's coming up a little bit later on. That's episode 17, Podcast Tuesday. LA Times reporter Christopher Gofford is my guest. That's coming up later. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about narcs, specifically narcs on the couch watching golf, looking to catch somebody in a rule violation or somebody who they think cheated on purpose. Not anymore. Find something else to do with your lives. They've changed the rule. That's coming up next. Also, more on Derek Jeter, which I've been trying to get to the entire day. That's what we have for you. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
No signal on both my TVs. That'll happen. No signal. Check the cable connection and the settings of your source device. Press source on your remote to select connected source device. Hey, they're TVs. We're on TV. That'll happen. This email says snag. I read this because this guy's one of the oldest of the old schools. This guy's been emailing every TV show I've ever had. This guy goes way, 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 way back. But I think of him as a TV emailer as opposed to a radio emailer. Snag, HGTV for married couples is like The Bachelor used to be for us. The wife puts it on TV, and if there is solid content or the destination is cool, you get hooked. Regards, Scott in the Bay. Wore the new studio, and the Bourne and Die Hard poster is making an appearance. All right, very quickly, two things that are interesting there. Starting with the second, I had the Bourne and Die Hard posters up in our previous radio studio, and they're both autographed by McLean and Bourne. They're not making an appearance in this studio. The TV folks are not going to allow that. It's now a TV show. So it's a partnership, but it's a TV show. The TV guys have tricked out this studio. It looks incredible. I'm going to have to put up some new pictures because we've added to it. It looks absolutely amazing, but Bourne and McLean are no longer welcome here. They're going to go up to my office. But the problem is we haven't hung anything yet, so it's all on the floor. I need those kooks from HGTV to come in here and help us out. Hang a few paintings. Put up a few posters. So, no. I not everything made the trip from my last studio to this studio. I don't want to be a pack rat. I don't want to be a hoarder. I started throwing a bunch of crap away. I wanted to travel lightly. Less is more. But those two posters did make the trip. This guy says HGTV for married couples is like what The Bachelor used to be for us. The wife puts it on TV, and if there is solid content or the destination is cool, you get hooked. See, my family, it's the reverse. Believe it or not, I turn it on. Late at night, before I go to bed, if I want to zone out for 15 minutes, I turn it on. Janet does not want to watch it. She's over it. She's sick of it. She's tired of it. She's seen thousands of rehab shows, thousands of flip and flops, thousands of House Hunters. She literally can't stomach it at all. She will never watch it. Every time I turn it on, she's like, can we watch something else? Is there anything else? So it's the reverse in my family. It's not even like I watch it because it's cool. It's I like it because it's just kind of, it's mind-numbing. It's just something for me to mellow out on at the end of the night. But I'll tell you what I like about it. I like the destinations. I like the real estate. What I don't like about it, here's my complaint, the personalities. You know, everything's personality-based. Like, you have to connect with the people on the show. I don't want to connect with any of those people. I just want to see the freaking house. I want to see it before. I want to see it afterwards. And I want to see if we can find some really cheap house on a beach somewhere. And then we can talk about how you can never do that in California. What I don't care about is them. The idol maker, the stars, they don't interest me at all. And by the way, we see some of them here where I live. I've seen them at the mall. They walk around like, don't recognize me. Don't recognize me. Where's TMZ? When they want badly for you to recognize them. I told this story once before, but we once got an email from a producer with the Housewives of Orange County. And they found Janet's email address, and they asked her, we would like to sit down and have a meeting. We would love for you and your husband, Jim Rome, to be on this show. Is this something we can do? And I remember it being that it was the last thing that I would ever do, ever, ever, ever. And I'm not here to judge, but turning the camera on my kids, turning the camera on my family, hell, it took me 20 years to turn the camera on me for this radio show. But I remember sending my agent the email and going, you know what? I think this is a good idea. Let's do this. I want you to call these people up, and I want to have a conversation. Knowing full well it's the last thing in the world I would ever do. Ever, ever, ever. And my agent's like, all right, I'll do that. And all that sat for a couple hours, and I called him back. I'm like, dude, what the hell's the matter with you? Are you kidding me? You know I would never do that. You know that's the last thing I would ever do. And he's like, yeah, that's what I thought. Well, if that's what you thought, why didn't you laugh when I sent you the email? Because it's like the funniest stuff ever. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not into the personalities. That's my thing about that network. And they keep bringing in new personalities. I don't tune into that to see the people on the network. I just want to see the deal. I want to see the flip. I want to see the house. I like houses. I like real estate. I like that type of thing. I'm not in it for the personalities. Like, I got to admit, Hawk, I know Chip's probably your hero. It's just not my thing. And Tarek and Christina.
Time to find another house to flip.
I had a near encounter with them. I've actually had two near encounters with them. I saw Tarek and Christina hurrying through Fashion Island one day. Like, don't recognize us. We're famous. Which is fine because they are. They are. And then they became even more famous with a scandal, right? The other near encounter, and I was actually into it at the time because this goes back several years. When I was in a Lumber Liquidators booth at a trade show, they were at the same trade show, and they were going to be in our booth. So we were going to cross paths, and I was going to chop it up with them in a good way, in a positive way. But I think that they were too big for that, and they didn't show, or they came a different time, so I missed them then. Look at them now, man. Big time. Big time. Anyway, that's my thing about that. So I will still watch the network. I got to admit, though, it was never the same for me after I found out that House Hunters was rigged. Allegedly. But you got to admit, it's pretty amazing that they can always settle on a house, that there's never been a fight, that every couple in the history of the show has always decided during those 21 minutes, you know what? That's the one I wanted too. Could it be that it's because you already own the house, and they gave you two more that you didn't like, and you just pretended to make the decision at the end, allegedly? Isn't that the report? Allegedly? And that makes about as much sense to me as Tarek and Christina never, ever losing a single dollar on any of their flips in the history of the program.
If it doesn't work out, my family's in big trouble.
How? It always works out. It's like flip or flip. Is that what that show is? Flip or flip? Are we going to make 20 grand or 50 grand? Are we going to make 50 grand or 90 grand? I know one thing. They never lose any money.
Time to find another house to flip.
See, that's the show I want to be on. Wouldn't it be awesome to be on a show where everything you do makes money? You've never lost money on anything. I've never lost money on a real estate deal. I've never lost money on any of my horses. Flip or flip?
After closing costs, we'll make a profit of $55,000.
Love it or list it. It's like love it or love it. Flip or flip? See, that's the network. I mean, I love my CBS relationship, but really, that's the network I should work for because everything they do makes money. They've never made a mistake, and even if they do, they still make money. Hey, Scott, thanks for getting me off on that tangent. Hey, Rome, nothing wrong with Golf Narc Guy. Signed, the student who asked a question as the teacher was letting the class out. Signed, Stephen PHX, wore Josh Gordon, celebrating a touchdown by pretending to snatch a joint out of a teammate's mouth and breaking it in half. Yeah, I can't wait to see what this guy comes up with. Josh Gordon, by the way, is going to make himself so much money in the next few weeks playing for a horrible team. He's back, man. This guy is incredible. Josh Gordon is incredible. Who else shows up after 3 years? Or nearly 3 years of not playing and plays like that? This guy is a freak. In a league of physical athletic freaks, he's one of the freakiest guys I've ever seen. He's amazing. And I'm terrified that he's going to make a play and it's going to end the dream for all of us. I really think it's going to happen, honestly. All right, when we come back, one last segment. I want to talk about Golf Narc. The type of person sitting at home on the couch watching the LPGA and PGA tours for hours on end, looking to catch somebody in a rules violation so they can call and get them in trouble. And that makes their day. That's a good day for them when they can narc on somebody else. That's coming up next. But first things first. Albie, are you eating on your new board?
No.
Alvin, you know there is a camera there. If you're eating during the show on your new state-of-the-art board, they'll see it. Now would be a pretty good time for me to tell you this. I had a camera installed in your car. It's the Truman Show. You're on 24/7. There's one in your bedroom, too. There's one everywhere, Alvin. You're always on. It's not just 9 to 12 Pacific time. You are always on. In the meantime, when it gets cold, your vehicle needs some extra attention. From choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you get your car in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, this is a story that will not jump today, so let me get this out there right now. You know, how about a very quiet, very dignified, very polite golf clap for the sport itself? Yesterday, the almighty powers at the USGA and R&A ripped the dumbest page from that novel of a rule book, and they fed it to the shredder. Listen up, narcs. This is for you. A shot between the eyes. No longer can losers on their couch phone or on their couch phone into golf tournaments and dime on some player who mismarked their ball or dropped in the wrong area or grounded their club in some debris. It's over. The biggest bags in the history of the universe have been disarmed. So call your cable company and cancel your DVR, you deadbeats. There is no longer any reason to pause and rewind live TV because nobody wants to hear from your tattletale asses anymore. You know, honestly, I could care less that it's ultimately better for the players. I'm just happy that these losers who have nothing better to do than catch pro golfers accidentally screwing up have nothing to do anymore. Because they really don't have anything to do anymore. If you're a person with enough time to be a volunteer D-bag from your couch, then you weren't doing anything else to begin with. And I would tell you to find another sport to play watchdog for, but no other sport is ridiculous enough to let TV viewers call in and take over their replay center. You see, the real winner here is not golf. Because that rule change is just a reminder of how dumb they were to even allow it in the first place. The real winner is not Lexi Thompson, because she already had her major ripped earlier this year from some toolbox loser on his recliner. The real winner here is whoever had to work the phones during these tournaments, because that person never has to pick up a lit line and hear from some mouth-breathing failure wanting them to go on a narking goose chase ever again. That call center employee is the real winner by far. You know how happy I'd be if CBS were to get me on the phone and say, hey, Van Smack, Josh in Detroit and Parody Larry are never allowed to call in ever again.
Give me back my son.
Wouldn't I be the biggest winner? So how about a golf clap for the sport of golf, which finally pulled its head out of its own backside and curbed those loser couch cops narcs once and for all. I can truly say, without any reservation whatsoever, that the world is a much better place today. You narcs can run along now and find somebody else to mess with. And remember, snitches get stitches, bags. Find something else to do, losers.
Snitches get stitches.
I never understood that. Never understood that. Never understood why it was in place. Never understood why it took so long to get rid of it. At least now, finally, they did the right thing. Good. It's gone. Nobody likes a snitch. Nobody likes a narc. Nobody likes anybody who tattles on somebody else. How did you have that much time in the first place to commit to that? Never made any sense to me. If you want to weigh in, go ahead. You're running out of time. Let's try the phones. It's been a wacky day on the phones. Why not? Let's go to Fall City. I got a lady clone, Liz, in Fall City. Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Jim. I don't know what kind of freak show you got going on today. You got one guy calling about his nipples, then this other guy wanting to, quote, slide into the lady clone's DMs. Hey, dude, only 14-year-olds use that kind of terminology. In other words, the answer is no. Now I digress to Dan in Denver, who I had to crack a while back about him insulting Manu Ginobili's hair a few months ago, and now he's cracking on Hawk. Are you obsessed with hair, Dan? Maybe you should change your handle to Dan in Denver. Remember the Maine. I don't know, Dan, not to mimic you, but are you just an old guy with boring takes or a boring guy with old takes? Anyway, James, to all these guys, I just want to say grow up and step your game up. I'm out.
Racker. Nice job, Liz. Way to go. Kevin, let's walk that thing back. That was Liz's best effort since Liz's previous best call. Well, actually, Liz's best call will always be her best call. But that right there was her best effort since. Liz had been chasing. I like Liz. She's got good energy, and she's about the right stuff. But she had been chasing pretty hard since making that one great call. This was her best call since this original call.
Blake, the guy is a fat Ewok disguised as a country hick who allegedly has talent. And with this guy being the sexiest man alive, I seriously fear that clones like Bodhi and Pearland are going to feel like they have hope in the looks department. Anyway, I don't know what this world is coming.
You kind of butchered that a little bit, Alvin. I got to be honest. You didn't really cue that up to where it should be, but it's okay. It's okay, little Avi. We're all trying to get our... Look, even I haven't been as sharp as I normally am today either. We're all trying to get our sea legs. What happened was we came in yesterday for our rehearsals. We were shot out of a cannon, coming off the weekend, a lot of adrenaline, had a good, strong first day. And today we've been a little bit shakier. It's okay, Avi. I haven't had my best day ever. That was Liz in Fall City in response to Blake Shelton being People Magazine's sexiest man alive. And she called him fat. This email threw at the last second. Hold up, Jim. Did you just rant on narcs? Literally minutes after narking on Lil Lavi for eating at his board. Snitches get stitches, Romy.
Snitches get stitches.
Dave and PHX. I didn't narc on him. I said, don't do it, bro. I didn't narc on him. I caught him. Well, who's to narc on anybody? I'm in charge here. I'm calling the shots. I'm calling the shots. And what I said was don't. Whoa. If we get ourselves a little rave up in here, I feel like I'm in the 909, like in some warehouse. Dude, that literally, now the strobe lights are going off. That was the diciest moment since our last big earthquake. I thought we were having an earthquake. Here you go, Alvy. Alvy trying to redeem himself at the last second. Give me some rave music, Alvy. Some lights just went on. Some really bright lights just went on. And not only that, you have to know the sound that accompanied that. That was pretty cool. You know, there's somebody in New York just screwing with me right now. There's somebody in New York with a remote control going, hey, let's try this. Hey, push this button. Let's see what he does. Let's see what that idiot Van Smack does when we push this button. Pretty fun game. Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot. Give me your best, New York. Let's do this. Rome, did you see that one episode where Tarek and Christina bought a house? And they thought it was a good deal, but when they started to do renovations, there was some unexpected cost, and they didn't think they were going to make any money, but then they somehow barely made 80 grand. It was a crazy episode. Signed, Tony in Albuquerque. Unwarned my wife watching Fixer Upper and asking me why I can't be as lovely and sweet as Chip is to JoJo. Never mind they edit down 4 months of interactions down to their best 30 minutes together. Yeah, there's something to that too, right? That's a solid email. That's a solid email. Remember that time on Flip or Flop where they bought the house sight unseen at an auction and then they went through the front door not having any idea what they were going to get and there were roaches everywhere and Christina freaked out and ran out of the house? And Tarek said, what? And then Tarek later that day went running into the hills with guns? Allegedly? I mean, isn't that what makes that show so great? Isn't that what makes reality TV and unscripted television so great that you have to buy the house without knowing what you're buying? It's an amazing business. These guys are so freaking smart. Can you imagine throwing down a few hundred grand for a house that you've never even seen and then going in and finding out that it's so much worse than you thought and within 21 minutes you can turn that into a $90,000 profit? These people are freaking geniuses. I'm in the wrong line of work. Or I'm not smart enough to do what they do. That's for sure. Running out of time here. Quick last reminder. I'm going to sit down with Chris Gofford of the LA Times, episode 17 of the Jim Rome podcast. I'm going to do this interview in less than a half hour. And this one's way off the board. He is not a local sports beat writer. He's the guy behind the critically acclaimed Dirty John Project. And if you've read his six installment piece, or if you've listened to the accompanying Dirty John podcast, then you got to be pumped up like I am for this. If you're not familiar with it, do a quick Google search. If you don't want to do that, we'll tell the entire story on my podcast. But it's a true story involving a dead body in an Orange County neighborhood where they never have dead bodies. So you want to look for this. It's going to hit iTunes and JimRome.com and all the Android podcast players sometime later today. Y'all flipping out with that strobe light? Is that like a fire alarm, I wonder? That strobe light? We need some lasers, Alvy. Produce this thing up. No, I don't need the alarm. Give me some lasers. Let's have a light show. Let's have a laser show here. This is awesome. This thing's getting really interesting. I didn't say 4th of July, Alvy. I said lasers, not fireworks. There you go. Much better. We got a rave up in here. Anybody have any drugs? I'm not a drug guy, but if ever there was a time for me to hit the Molly, I've never had Molly in my life. I'm just trying to sound like a cool millennial guy. Hey, yo, got any Molly, Alvy? Alvy got Molly? Hey, Molly, you got any Alvy? Hey, Molly, you got any Alvy? Hey, Alvy, you got any Molly? Hey, Alvy, you got any moon rocks? Yeah, I'm not a drug guy. Not my deal. Not my bag, man. I'm more about the blue. We gotta get out of here, Alvy. Time for a huge call to you by... Alvin, my God, dude, relax. Dude just shot me a look of absolute horror. Dude, take it easy. How long have you done this, man? Everything's fine. We'll be out of here. You don't need a huge call. All you have to do is bring up the end of the show music, and then everybody will know that it's time to bust out and shift into podcast mode. Podcast Tuesday. Yo, there you go. You got the plane down. My thanks to my guests. We had Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy way, way, way back in hour number one. Blake Martinez, Packers linebacker. Lorenzo Alexander, Bills linebacker. And now we do make that shift into Podcast Tuesday. You definitely want to look for this later on today. I think you'll love it. My thanks to the XR4TI. Thank you, clones, for all the calls. Have an amazing day. We will be right back here in our new studio rehearsing for our new TV show 24 hours from right now. In fact, 21 from right now. Stay tuned. See you then.